And I got John McCain. McMahon, excuse me, John McMahon. I guess, yeah, you're not that popular. You're not that, yeah. Anyway, assistant professor in SDSU Extension Water Management Program. And, John, you've got a booth down here. What are we talking about down here?
Yeah, so today I'm talking about controlled drainage and different drainage best management practices. So controlled drainage is a way that gives you more flexibility to be able to manage your water level in your field. Has water quality benefits and also potentially some yield benefits there as well.
That's been a pretty big thing as far as water quality, and it's stopping everything from going into the water and stuff. But you think we're doing a better job, don't you think, in that as you're working?
I think there is definitely interest in putting in some of these best management practices, and really a lot of it starts in the field. If you don't, you know, if you precisely apply nutrients, then you're going to have less risk of loss to the water. So people are definitely interested in that and doing things to reduce that risk.
Now, you're talking about buffer strips. Are we seeing a little more of them? I know they had to pass something in here. Are we taking advantage of that much?
So we haven't really seen a whole lot of buffer strips go in with that program in South Dakota. And part of it is just there's not a whole lot of economic benefit as far as the land that's taken out. So a lot of times it just comes down to an economic decision, and this time it wasn't necessarily economically feasible.
So as far as your position, what do you do in your position here now?
Yeah, so I'm heavily extension. I'm 80% extension and 20% research. And so that means my role is to take research that's done at SDSU and other universities across the Midwest and transfer that knowledge into tools that producers can use, both for economic benefit and also for water quality benefit.
Now, you've only been here a year, so you're still getting used to it. Where are you from?
From Kentucky originally, and then spent some time in Oklahoma, so South Dakota is a much cooler climate, if you will.
But it isn't all bad, though.
It's not all bad. In fact, the winter was kind of refreshing. At least my first one. We'll see what I say down the road.
Yeah, you never know. One thing you know about South Dakota, it's going to be hot and it's going to be cold, so you get a little bit of both. So you're still getting used to the state as you travel around?
I am, but one thing that's been really cool is there's a lot of interest in water. There's a lot of interest in working together, even groups that I wouldn't traditionally think of as working together. There's a lot of interest in working together to solve problems, and that's been just fantastic to get out and meet people and visit with people, and because really everybody's trying to solve problems.
Well, I think water is a very finite resource, and we definitely want to keep it. And I know that ag producers are land stewards, and they don't want to see it dirty either.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about water is everybody has to drink it, so you can't pollute the watering hole, if you will. So, yeah, you have to be a steward of your own resources, and I think people understand that and take actions on that end.
Well, John, I'm going to let you go, get back to your booth, but thanks for joining me, and welcome to South Dakota.